Last week in bed, I hit myself in the lip with my left hand. I haven't moved my left hand in 7 months, so the gesture got my attention. Weakness and paralysis on one side of the body are signatures of a stroke, and after my stroke last fall, they turned my left arm and leg into immobile strangers. Smacking myself in the lip means my left side is coming back. I made a note in my new Book of Hope. On the day of the stroke, I almost had a miracle cure, a shortcut to hope. 15 minutes after I received a drug to dissolve the blood clot in my brain, the paralysis on my left side went away. I raised my left arm and leg in the air and moved them around. I'm going back to work with an amazing story, I thought. The reprieve ended. I could no longer move my left side. The doctor had no explanation. Tears slid down my face. Nurse Katie took my hand. "Don't go down the hole," she said. How did she know of my proclivity to worry and doom? I've long maintained in my mind, without setting out to do so, a book of doom, but this week marks the opening chapter of the Book of Hope. "You gotta give 'em hope," Harvey Milk said. He's right. Since the stroke, I see more clearly that suffering is wildly commonplace. Just as common, although harder to see, is the hope that propels us to face another day. Finding the hope is like what my physical therapist Carrie calls finding the signal, the electrical impulse from my brain that connects to the muscles in my arm and legs. At physical therapy, I lie on a mat as Carrie holds my left arm straight up in the air over my head. She releases it. "Find your arm," she says. My arm begins to wobble, and then my brain sends a signal, and click, I find it and hold my arm steady. With a perspective, I'm Jane Meredith Adams.